Hello everyone, it's Friday, 19th of May, 2017. Lammy's been very noisy with a bone in the middle of the floor. Okay, it's a big bone, he's brought it up on the sofa. Don't worry, there's nothing in it. It's Niall's eaten all the marrow out of it long ago. It's a funny day, the sun keeps coming in and out, and it's been a bit rainy on and off, but nothing like last night. Oh my goodness, last night it rained here from about, well, Wednesday was the same. It started here about just before 3 in the afternoon, and well, I think it went on most of the night. It was quite heavy rain, but we needed it. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about the weather for once. I'm here to let you know that I've got another May anniversary today, and it's a year ago today I started dialysing at the Bromley unit. And funnily enough, my friend Carol, who also dialyses there, is 2 years ago today. We started on exactly the same day, a year apart. Thankfully, all my fellow Bay, what would I call them? Not colleagues. What are they? Fellow whatevers. We're all back, but we weren't all back in together. Hopefully we will be on Saturday. Carol was back in with me, but Ali was put somewhere else because one of the other patients from the earlier shift was really late getting there because of transport, so he wasn't coming off till 6:30. And as Ali does 4 hours, well, the unit closes at 10, so... So he was put somewhere else. Valerie, unfortunately, there's some new viruses up at King's, and Carol and Ali had been tested for them and had the results back. Her results hadn't come back, so she had to go in isolation, which was a bit stupid because she sat next to me in the waiting room, so go figure. Anyway, I just want to say how much better I am feeling in this year since I started there. I was beginning to feel the benefits of the hemodialysis when I started there after 5 weeks at King's College Hospital, but I hadn't really got as well as I could be. One of the cats wants to go in Pinky's door and I locked it. Hold on. It's been sometimes a harrowing experience, mostly due to blood pressure drops and not feeling very well at times. I've laughed and cried. Hopefully, I think I can say there's more laughter than crying. A few people have passed away or moved on to other places. Other people have problems, and it shows you what there, but for the grace of God, go I. The three people, Ali, Val and Carol, all had problems with their fistulas, all different ones. And it just shows you that it's not, nothing's certain. Don't snap at the insects, please. I think that's a fly that's flying around in here. They're a pain. Something could go wrong with mine any time. They've had things like one was too powerful, they had to reduce it, and then it got too narrow and it clotted and it wasn't working at all. And then someone else's, the flow was too great. They're having to have it done in two parts. Someone else had a pacemaker, and then they decided they didn't even know if that's the problem because he kept having problems with his heart, and they thought it was due to high potassium. Then they found out the fistula narrowed and it wasn't getting rid of the potassium as it should have done. So they had to put a stent in. And so there's all different things that can go wrong. So I'm holding on to mine right now. You in there, don't pack up, please, because I'm not ready to go yet, and I don't really want to have all the... I would have it, but I don't really want to have all the blooming palaver that other people have had to get it working again, especially as I do have a potential donor. So we've got tests coming up for that, which I won't go into in great detail, but I will tell you about as and when they happen. So yes, a year. I arrived there not knowing anyone, feeling very strange. I was shocked there was no internet. There was no Wi-Fi, because we had to pay for the Wi-Fi at King's, but that was fine. Although, since I got my iPhone 7, I don't know whether Vodafone have improved their service or whether the phone is just better at picking it up with my iPhone 6, because I get not bad service there. I can upload the odd audio boom from there, or voice memo, actually, quite nicely now. I'd never used to be able to do anything like that. I couldn't even comment on a Facebook post. So I don't know whether that's because the iPhone 7's much better or because Vodafone really did improve their service. We're getting new chairs, which I will do something about this week. We are getting out the 17 different dialysis stations, as in dialysis machine and chair. So 17 patients can dialyse at any one time. They're getting 9 new chairs. Now, some of the chairs aren't that bad. The one I had last night was one of the most uncomfortable ones I've ever had, and it's going. I hope I don't get it again tomorrow. I'm going to take an extra cushion. I already take 2. It was so uncomfortable. It's too small, it's hard, your feet go off the end, the football bit doesn't come right up, there's a big gap, my bag fell down it. I was so uncomfortable. I don't think I've ever been so uncomfortable there. So that's an old chair, it's about 12 years old. And those ones are going. I hope we're not going to be all fighting over the new ones, because we will go where we're told. We're not allowed to choose where we sit. No one there has regular places unless they have a particular type of machine. Some people have to have what they call an online machine, where they need less stringent dialysis. Us who can take it have the big stripping down of everything in a very ferocious manner. We can go on any machine. So no one's chair has a name on it, and they put us on in order, like the people who are on longest go on first. So whoever comes off first in my bay, I will replace on the next shift. So there's no choosing of chairs, although sometimes that they have the wisdom not to put me in the same place twice if I really hated it the first time, because I don't sit there and suffer in silence. I don't see why I should. It's bad enough having to go there. So I'm hoping I don't get that awful chair again tomorrow. But I probably won't. It's been, a bit of a roller coaster of a year. I didn't actually start using my fistula till the 11th of August. Because I was still on the line this time last year. I'd had the fistula done a week. I had it done on the 12th. Yeah, I've been feeling a bit nostalgic today. Not about fistulas or dialysis or anything like that. Just about people in my past. And places. I get very emotionally attached to places. And some places I've lost touch with. Because I'm no longer in touch with the person that connected me with them in the first place. And I kind of miss them. I've been feeling a bit nostalgic about that today. Also, I forgot another anniversary in May when I was talking about them last week. Was the 11th of May. It would have been 22 years ago that my little cat, Scrag, my favourite cat ever. And then I think Dottie and Pinky are next, together. Died. She was 16. And she was lovely. She was a feisty little funny thing. So May has a lot. Oh, and then coming up on the 30th, it would have been my 25th wedding anniversary. Only we were only married for 15 years, because we have been divorced, or separated at least, anyway. Pinky's bombarding the door. 10 years now, which is absolutely unbelievable. So May's had a real lot of things for me over the years. It's a very, very, very important month. And it happens to be my favourite month weather-wise. I love May. Weather-wise and seasonally, with the blossom and the flowers and the blackbirds. And you get some lovely warm sunshine. You do get rain, well, as we demonstrated. And you do get quite a lot of wind as well. And it's not humid mostly. It's mostly cool air and warm sunshine, if we get any sunshine. It hasn't been a very sunny May, I must admit. There hasn't been much sun. It's been quite cloudy and just grey.